They call me the Florida Cannabis Queen. A queen is here to serve. I'm here to serve.
Welcome back to a new and improved episode of Cannabis Queen Radio,
where we help our audience inhale the knowledge and exhale the fear surrounding cannabis and hemp.
I'm your host, Jahira Cespedes, known as Jora the Explorer, and I'm here today with
Angie, the founder of That Green Baking Chick, as a special co-host.
Thank you so much for joining me here today, Angie. You are a breath of fresh air.
Oh, thank you. You know, we're all over here just inhaling the knowledge and exhaling the fear over here, right? So yes, important. Make sure you remember to breathe. That's good.
Yes. So yeah. For the audience, Angie and I met back in 2019.
Oh, so long ago. Doesn't that feel like so long ago, girl?
Yeah, especially because of the pandemic, because every year after the pandemic felt like 5 years.
It did. Facts. It did. You were living in Tallahassee at that time, I remember.
I was. I just moved to Tallahassee. Actually, I had also just started Cannabis Queen Radio, the original version of it, which is an advocacy podcast. I felt like part of the problem is the gap in information reaching the right ears, right? So the people that are contemplating whether or not cannabis is going to be a problem or whether it should be decriminalized, they don't have any information on it. Like, they don't know anything about it. They don't know about, you know, anything, like the endocannabinoid system. Like, if you just know that, that alone will make you spark an interest. Like, wait, okay, tell me more, you know? But that was
maybe there's something else. Maybe there's something else. And that's pretty much what I was doing when I actually found you in 2019, because I was like just about to start the Green Baker podcast, and I was doing like competition analysis, kind of like, who else is doing this in this area? Who else has a podcast? Who else is a woman of color in this space in Florida? And your name popped up on this list, and that's how I found you. And I was like, I want to be her friend.
Well, listen, like, as soon as we spoke, it was magic, like it is now. Like, you make me feel so comfortable in my skin, which is not a feeling that I get like all the time, you know? So it's like when I do get that feeling, it's like, whoa. Because I can be myself.
Everyone should be themselves. That's important. But if y'all want to hear the original podcast from the Green Baker, I'll put the link in the show notes so you can hear the original podcast. It's a two-part podcast with Yora, and you'll kind of see the beginning of the magic.
I don't know if you know this, but you're the only one I've ever done that with. You're the only person that's ever interviewed me on their platform.
That is dope. So look at this. So that's a collector's item, people. So that means even more so, you should go back and look at that episode.
I'm definitely go listen to it, because you want to support anything that Angie does, anybody else. But well, I do have a little bit of the ick just thinking about the fact that I don't even know what I was saying back then.
Oh my God. But that's great. I mean, I think as long as, which you were, right? You were genuine. You were yourself. You were sharing the information. You were answering the questions that I had. It was just very natural, like back and forth. And, you know, that's how most of the podcasts were. You know, they were just like conversational. It was just like me talking to my homegirl. Like, what's up, Yora? What are you doing? What's going on in Tallahassee? Like, I don't live up there. I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? So break it down. And you were just yourself, and you were just so like natural, and we just talked and we bonded on the fact that we're both Latinas, and, you know, and we're both in this space. And And so it was a great episode. So I think you would be very proud to hear what you did back then. So awesome. All those well, many years like, ago.
I think it's important to do that, to show growth, because I left my original podcast up this entire time. It's literally still up right now on the same platform. And I really, really wanted to take it down, and I can take it down, but I thought to myself, authenticity is really important in podcasting. And I think it's also important in business and in the business that we're in, because, you know, it's a new industry, you know what I mean? So you want to be open and able to express your ideas in a way that doesn't, you know, that you don't have fear to do so, you know, or to learn or to admit that you don't know something and that you need help with something, you know, because that would actually help buy a lot of time for people, I think.
Yeah. And knowing that that's what we're trying to do, I think that's what you're doing now with this new and improved and revamped network, right? Because it's not just about what we're doing here today, right? The podcast, but it's about creating a whole network that will help to influence and support so many people, right?
Yeah. So the three pillars of what we're creating in this network is community, connectivity, and resources.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, community is important because when you want to do anything or achieve anything, you definitely need support, you know, and sometimes it's hard to find that support. And sometimes even the support that is being lent, sometimes like they're not like in the same industry or in the same shoes. So you're not able to bounce, you know, certain things. So like, it's important to be around people that are like doing the same thing you're doing, like wanting to learn the same things that you wanted to learn. Like if you want to be a beginning farmer, like it's really important for you to be around people that like
other farmers,
right, that want to do that too and stuff like that. So, you know, yeah, that's super important. And
I think especially like as, you know, people of color, you know, it's hard for us to unite together and really understand the value of social capital, right? Because most of us are maybe the first in our families that are business owners, maybe the first in our family that are farmers, or the first in our family that are whatever, you know? And so we don't have examples of that. We don't have people that can show us, right, what that looks like. And so that community is about modeling and showing what that looks like in a very real way. And so community is super important. You know, you can only get so far on your own. You can only get so far on your own knowledge, on your own skill set, on your own capital, you know, like you can only get so far, you know, and you need to have that network. You need to have that community, and that helps propel you even further. So yeah, we definitely need that, especially in our community. You're muted, Yora.
You're muted. I can't hear you. So, you know, we're doing our own production here today. So anyway,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know, because of budget and things, but you know, but what I was going to say is that you segued really nicely into that second pillar, because connectivity is very important. If you are in this industry and you are doing business in this industry, it is important for you to connect with other business people as well. You need to join groups, and you need to go and be a part of associations. You need to read and be. And now a lot of things are online and virtual.
Mm-hmm.
There are amazing groups on like Alignable and like, I mean, even Facebook. And I'm not a huge fan of like the Facebook and Instagram for business. I mean, if you're in kind of like retail and e-commerce and stuff like that, like sure. But like if it's for like real connectivity and things in those groups, I don't find that I've had much success. I would say though, I have had much more success on platforms like LinkedIn, LeafWire.
Mm-hmm.
LeafWire is definitely a platform that I would be on if I am in business, in the cannabis industry. That is not a sponsored plug, but that is definitely something that I want to put out there because it's like, it's just cannabis. It's just this industry, you know, and that's important. You know, I think that's part of the problem too with education and media right now. For you to consume all of the media and entertainment that has to do with, like, for instance, cannabis or learning about it or growing it or just the endocannabinoid system or anything like that. If you're going to find that throughout like Netflix or YouTube, there's like a concentration of a lot of other things. There should be like just a platform that's for, there's enough to learn. There's enough content. There's enough.
Yeah, there is.
Even like, you know, cannabis comedy. I mean, just, you know, you just for entertainment purposes, there's great, you know.
Yeah, I think that connectivity is
one platform, you know.
I think connectivity is important, but also the value of who it is and how you're being connected, right? And I think that's the quality of those connections, right? Because I think there are a lot of people, as you said, right, like on YouTube, or there's tons of different platforms that you can use to get information. You can just spit it into your damn Google search and you'll get hundreds and hundreds of pages of information that's out there. But what is reliable and what is quality connections, I think, and connections that will pan out into the real world, right? There are a lot of people, and I'm sure you know, being in this industry as long as you have, which is longer than me, because I haven't even been in this industry as long as you have, but there are a lot of people that you connect with, but it doesn't necessarily pan out to anything, right? They'll say, oh yeah, I want to work together. Oh, I think what you're doing is great, or blah, 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 you know, and then like life be life in, you know, and sometimes it's not that people do it on purpose, right?
Like, business cards. Which, by the way, I don't even use paper cards anymore, like physical cards. I am all about the
digital
technology and the digital.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the integrations and the.
Absolutely.
Smash, patty whack. And those are the things that I teach small business owners as well as small farmers. I teach them how to use AI. For letter writing,
and that's the new thing.
Canva.
Yeah,
you know,
and those are the ones that are the most challenged, right? Because if you're a solopreneur in this cannabis industry, if you're a farmer, you know, farmers are notoriously horrible with technology, you know, because that's just not your thing. It's not your jam, right? You're out here growing the plant. That's what you do, right? That's your
gift. Old school, but they're old school in a lot of cool ways too, because when you shake a farmer's hand, that it means something, you know.
Yeah.
And that's old school.
Yes, absolutely.
And
bridging the old and the new.
Yeah, you know I'll tell you what, the power of podcasting. When I started this podcasting wasn't as big as it is now, and then COVID hit, right? So at that time, I had moved to Tallahassee. I was talking about the government. I was starting to really want to get into advocacy. But I was like, how am I going to talk about the government if I've never met these people? And I can't really talk about somebody if I've never met them, right? So I was like, I'm going up there. I got on a bus. I went up there. And I met them.
Which you can hear this whole story in the Green Baker podcast, because she tells the story about how she got up there.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, there you go. You can, yep. There you have it.
She doesn't remember what she talks about, but I do.
I could probably tell you the story right now and it would sound the same. My stories never change. Like,
But we'll give you the cliff notes. Go check out the Green Baker podcast. You can hear Jarvis' story about how she got to Tallahassee.
Yes, but yeah, long story short, that was great because I was able to go and I was able to be exposed to how these, I mean, it's one thing to be down here and wondering like what's going to happen up there, and what these people are going to decide. And it's another thing to go up there and walk the Capitol. Oh, okay. Well, here we go. I would definitely recommend when you go and you want to be an advocate and you want to know what's happening and you want to keep up, you definitely want to talk with Florida Can, right? Florida Can was like instrumental to my success up there. I would have had no idea what was happening, or, you know, I mean, they give you,
and that's that connectivity. That's that connectivity again, right? Like, if you don't know who to connect to or how to get connected, then, right, all the good intentions is there, but there's no action behind it because you don't know how to execute it. You don't know how to get there, right? You're just like, oh, I want to do it. And that was the same for me. Like, I just recently went to Tallahassee like 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. And I was in the same sort of position. Like, I had never been to Tallahassee, right? This was just like a place that I would read about online or read about, like, whatever the craziness was going on up there, whatever was happening. But I had never actually physically been there, right? And so to be able to go there, and I went there with an organization called Equal Ground, and they really like held my hand, just like Florida Can, you know, they like really held my hand and like was like, this is where we go, this is what this building is, this is who this person is, this is the seat that they sit in, this is the, you know, and it made it so accessible.
Yes,
right, accessible. And I think that is the beauty of being connected to those organizations, is that it demystifies sort of this thing that we have in our head of what political advocacy looks like, or what like political, what political engagement looks like, mm-hmm. outside of what we do as voters when we go to vote or register or whatever the case is. And it was an amazing experience that I got to have and go up there and speak on behalf of the Black farmers for the Pickford licenses, you know. And so it's something that I think everybody should do at least one time. Like, lobby days are a real thing. Go and do it, right? Yeah. It's scary. You don't know. You're like, I have no idea, but there are people there that are holding your hand.
It's scary.
Yeah, it is. It's scary because you just don't know.
It's like Disney World when you go on a ride and you get like a thing at the end. Like their video, you just go on their website and everything is recorded, so you can go on there and you can like see yourself talking.
Yeah, I did record mine. I have my video of my comments that I made. Yeah. It was great. Yeah, it was really great.
They couldn't say my name. They were like,
Well, luckily they knew how to pronounce my name, so I was okay with that. You know, they did say my name, but yeah, it was pretty dope. So I really do, you know, once again, this network is about connecting, right? So if you want to become politically engaged, if you want to become more, you know, create more business acumen, if you want to learn how to grow or cultivate, if you know, that's what this network is really about, is like cultivating these connections, right? Community, right? For support, because it's a struggle out here in this industry. Then that connectivity, it's like, okay, what are these real genuine connections that we're making with people, you know? And are they advantageous? Are we able to actually use them and do something, right? And then that third pillar, Yara, you were talking about, you know, which is resources. Yeah,
resources. How do you take action or call to action? Like, what do I do? Like, if I truly want to get into agriculture, right? No one in my family has been in agriculture. I don't know, maybe my grandmother was. That was like me. And like, you really love like agriculture. You want to get your hands in the dirt. And you mm-hmm. want to know what to do and where to go. There are programs for this. There are university programs. There are organizations in our state, throughout the state, IFAS and a lot of others. FAMU has programs. And I was able to get some of my certifications through some of this connectivity. And it was just like mind-blowing. That's what happened. Like, okay, so everyone that I've talked to lately that I'm giving a call, like, hey, by the way, let's go. It's time to like, let's go, girls, you know? And they're like, so you're still in Tallahassee? I'm like, Everyone still thinks I'm in Tallahassee. I'm like, whoa.
I thought she was in Tallahassee when she called me. I was like, oh, you're in Tallahassee. I was just up by you like a couple weeks ago. And she was like,
Call me, girl. Call me.
She was like, Matt, I ain't over there no more.
No. We relocated because unfortunately for me, this hasn't really panned out as a source of income for me necessarily. This is more of like a project of love in reality.
A passion project.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like Cannabis Queen Radio, Florida Cannabis Queen, and Cannabis Queen Network is something I want to graduate from. Mm-hmm. Maybe be on the board at a certain point, but I would hope that this, if it serves its purpose the way that I'm designing it for me, I will move on to establish my farm, my business. I want to go into industrial hemp farming, and I want to make a collaborative and things. Well,
and the fact that you have those resources, you know, and we'll have these different people on the show. We'll have these different people in the network, like you were talking about, right? Like, and really get to talk to them and help to educate people out there to know, because, you know, it's one thing to have for the resources to be there, right? But if we don't know how to access them, or if we don't even know they're there, you know what I'm saying? Like, then it kind of defeats the whole purpose. Yes. So this is so great, the way that we're kind of building this holistic ecosystem, right, of this network of community and connectivity and then resources. Because that's the pipeline, right? That's the pipeline. You get connected to a community. That community gives you connectivity so you can really plug in and link in. And then it creates those resources that you can then use to output whatever it is that you need to output into the world. And so, you know, that's a whole thing, girl. You're just over here creating a whole universe, okay?
Explorer. Well, if you're listening to this, and you're anywhere in the United States, any state right now, whether it's a recreational, medicinal, nothing is going on yet.
A medical or an adult use or yet. Nothing yet state.
Well, I mean, eventually this is going to be federal. So this is going to be like a thing where you could be ahead. You can get ahead of it, you know, where you're at too. Mm-hmm. And maybe help spread the word there as well. So if you know, so I started off and I'm known and I do business as the Florida Cannabis Queen. This is Cannabis Queen Radio. But if you would like to join Cannabis Queen Network, you can go to cannabisqueen.network and you can request to join. And let's talk about what you want to do. Let's help you connect with who you need to connect with in your area. Or if you have people in your area that you would like to help give this information to, or these kind of, you know, resources to as well, then you definitely want to, you know, connect with us, then definitely go to the.
And all of these things will be in the show notes. So please don't, if you're like driving or if you're like
jogging
or if you're juggling maybe two or three kids, because that's a thing too.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. We will have all of this information in the show notes and in the show description. So don't worry about trying to capture it. But
Yes.
So talking about resources, Chicky, I see that Vegas sign behind you. I see that Vegas sign behind you. What about Vegas? We're hitching a ride. We're gonna hitchhike to Vegas.
Listen, I don't know. It's looking well. Let's talk about the Vegas thing a little bit so that people understand why or if maybe they should help us or not. Okay.
They should. People should always understand what they're doing. So
right. So let's give them. You know what happened was. Right. I wanted to make sure that I was able to really bring people the information that they needed to have and have access and things. And after COVID hit and I wasn't given access to the Capitol, and it stopped the podcast a little bit. Oh, plug in that little here, like I, you know, was like, okay, so maybe like if I was a journalist, they wouldn't say no, because I'd be like, press pass, so,
whip it out, go.
So now I got a press pass, and this little strategy came up. So we're gonna do a puff puff pass strategy, media tour strategy, that ends with, you know, of course, the pass, because you can't hold on to it forever. You gotta puff, you gotta puff, and then you gotta pass it along, right?
That is the decent thing to do, just in case you did not know.
Of inhaling the knowledge and exhaling
the fear. Yeah.
So, you know how I love public speaking.
Public speaking. I love how she said she loves public speaking, because she really doesn't. We keep it 100% here. This is what we do. She doesn't. She doesn't. She really doesn't. She challenges herself and spreads her wings and spreads in that uncomfortable space to do this. I just want y'all to know that. I'm going to tell my queen what's going on.
No, you can. Please go, because I have other strengths, and I have no problem admitting to my weaknesses and my weak, you know.
But she's getting so much better. I mean, come on. Like,
yeah, I'm totally.
She's flexing. She's flexing.
Yeah.
Flex. She got the arms out and everything, you see?
The whole gun show going on here. So if you're listening to this and you want to go on to our YouTube channel.
It'll be on video, yes.
It will be on video. all kidding aside, where were we? I know I was getting to something
here. Puff, puff, pass.
The puff, puff, pass. So important. Okay, so boom. First puff. MJ BizCom. And that's coming up here. It's about 2 weeks away, guys. So we have been able to make a lot of arrangements, but not just ourselves, but we find that a lot of underdogs here in the state of Florida are struggling to finish covering the last of their expenses this year for MJ BizCom. So we would be able to help them as well. So we are trying to raise this money. So we do have also, we'll have that in the show description. Through gifts. So we do have gifts that we, you know, are offering for
beautiful gifts, by the way. It's really, Yora's really put a lot of thought and a lot of, and that I will say, maybe you're not the best public speaker and you're still flexing, but she is a creative motherfucker. I will tell you that.
It's about growing. You know what? I wanted to be authentic with this program, and I even thought about putting someone else in, like hiring, just taking like a back seat of the whole thing, and it just would have felt like I gave up, like on something. And I'm a lion at heart. I am a Leo, so you know, courage is like a thing, but you know, we face it. And yeah. By the time you see a lion, actually, like we've already kind of like thought about every direction that we could possibly go. So, you know, we do have a couple of different parameters set in place. We can share that presentation actually, if you'd like.
Let's see what we got. Ooh.
Here we go.
Look at them.
That's us.
That's us. We need help. We dare to grow, right? We're putting it out there, right? We're daring to grow.
You know, you do have to dare to grow, because honestly, it is so much easier to play small and to just give up, you know. You know.
Facts.
You know that I push myself hard sometimes, yeah. Because as much as I push myself to accomplish goals, sometimes I am the one that gets in my own way and I freeze, and I'm just like, I don't know what to do.
And then that's, you know, when your community is important to help you, right? To remind
that's
you.
That's where the connectivity is, like, my goodness. I don't know what I would do which is exactly what this first slide is talking about here.
Supporters.
Yes, go ahead, Angie, take it away.
Yeah, so Cannabis Queen Radio owes its existence to its amazing support of our buddies and colleagues. To show our gratitude, we have some special gifts up for grabs. So you see a beautiful black and white 3-inch patch. We also have a 15-ounce black and white show mug that has our show tagline, which is inhale the knowledge and exhale the fear. And then the big mama jamma, AI artwork, which is a beautiful Lisa's Starry Sesh poster. So these are the gifts.
They are. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to go over here and kind of show you this mug, because it's not just a regular mug, you guys. It's not an 11-ounce mug, in case you haven't really looked into this before. That's the regular one.
She's like, she must be very clear.
It's fun for the holidays because you can do the marshmallows on top.
Yeah, 15 ounces, that's almost 2 cups. That's almost 2 cups, which is a really big, usually like 8 ounce is like the small. Maybe you'll get like a 10 ounce, which is like a little bit bigger. This one's a 15 ounce. So yeah, facts. Yoda is totally right about that. You still have room for your hot chocolate, but then you also have room for the shell, the marshies on top.
Maybe some like drizzle of some stuff. Lisa Starry Sesh is something that's very near and dear to my heart. These AI generated commercial prints that we have are interesting because they are a fusion of different styles. Since some of you are not seeing this, you're actually listening to it, I'm going to go ahead and read to you the description. It says, Cannabis Queen Radio Unreleased AI Art. An exclusive portrait of Lisa, crafted from Japanese paper with a matte finish, is available for donors. The portrait is a unique fusion of Salvador Dali, Vincent van Gogh, and Leonardo da Vinci styles, featuring a cannabis-inspired wonderland. And that's for anybody with a donation of $75 or above. And we do have these in smaller versions and different sizes, and these are coming out later on this year, but we are offering them
first looks for our donors, man, to help us get to MJ BizCon and help other people get to MJ. I don't think that people really understand or know how expensive it is. And this is actually my first year going to MJ BizCon. I've known about MJ BizCon for many, many years. I mean, if you're in this industry for any short amount of time, you pretty much know and have heard of MJ BizCon. But this is the first time that I'm actually going to be going. And I did not realize like how expensive it was. I was like, holy crap, you know? But to be able to be like at the epicenter of like what's going on within the cannabis industry and to really create these opportunities to those three pillars, right? Community, connectivity, and resources, right? Yes. This is what we're going to do. And as we build this network and get people on board, then we're more robust to help more people, right? So it just, that value is continuously feeding itself back into the cipher. And so, yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity for us to be able to get there and really promote those three pillars and start pouring into the cipher for this network. So,
yes. And if you're listening and you want to just, you know, donate $4.20, that's just fine. That is our minimum donation. And we would be more than happy to accept that. And
of course.
Yes. Just thought I'd put that out there. Every little bit helps. So, you guys, I think we've kind of gone through everything that we needed to kind of go through.
Today. Did we do it, girl? Did we do it, girl? flex.
Oh, you know what? I want to do... I've never done a TikTok dance or none of these things.
Me neither.
Okay. But I don't know why I feel this overwhelming urge
to do a TikTok.
To coordinate at the Capitol.
A TikTok dance. I love it. But it can't be that one where we're like bending it forward and like busting it open. It can't be that one. Okay, I'm sorry. Whichever one it is. I don't know the names of them. Okay, I'm old. I don't keep up.
Lean. Oh, that one does lean.
I don't know. There's one that's like hands on the knees, but
oh, no. This one's easy. This one's easy. I've thought about this. Like, I could definitely do this one.
I see. You have like, put a lot of
mind. Time. I've already done it. I've done it a bunch of times. But I've I'm going to try. But we're going to have somebody help us and coordinate the queens and get us all on stage. All right. We'll
look practice at that.
And then we'll do a nice little
walk, stay tuned for the forthcoming TikTok dance from the queens of, you know, Cannabis Queen Radio. Well, I mean, how do we sign off on this now? How do we do this? We talked like so long about the intro and did not talk about an outro.
Oh my gosh, listen, if you want to see the bloopers, the bleepers, what do you say?
Bleepers and the bloopers, boo.
Right, the bleepers and the bloopers.
And the bloopers.
Of this whole thing, we're going to definitely do a little
compilation. We're definitely going to have a bloopers reel, definitely, for sure. Yeah.
thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to continue to follow us, please follow us wherever podcasts are heard. We are available on Apple, on Google, Amazon Music, Audible, iHeartRadio. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, we're there. Cannabis Queen Radio, inhale the knowledge and exhale the fear. I am Jora the Explorer signing out.
I'm Angie Willoughby signing out. See you later.
Alligator. 'Pressing the record button and whatever we get, that's what we got. Okay, we're gonna try that one more time from the top.
From the top.